Welcome to the She Speaks Sport podcast, proudly elevating women's sport and sharing athlete stories in their own voices. Join us for empowering conversations and a front row seat to the stories that deserve to be heard.
It is Cricket South Africa's award season, and I'm so super excited to be welcoming onto She Speaks Sport today our KFC Mini Cricket Coach of the Year nominee, Razan Steenkamp from Boerland. Firstly, Razan, it is so lovely to have you with me today. Congratulations on being a nominee. How are you
Thank
feeling
you so
about
much.
this?
I'm very excited, I'm very happy, and I'm also very grateful for the opportunity to actually be in representing my town, that I the farm-like town of Rawater. So this is not just for me, it's for the whole entire region of Boerland. So yes, I'm grateful and happy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's so beautiful, like you said, completely representing Graafwater, the entire town, the whole community. And we're going to touch on what, you know, the KFC Mini Cricket has meant to the community. But before I do that, I just want to tell people a little bit about you, because you're quite an incredible woman. And I love doing this introduction, because people obviously are leaning in and going, who is Razan? Tell us more about her. And I'm so excited to be doing that. So listen up. Razan Steenkamp, she's an educator from Frederiksberg, which is an amazing town. And I have such good memories of this town myself, but it's a proud town along the west coast of the Western Cape out here in Cape Town, South Africa. And she currently serves as a grade 6 and 7 specialist maths and life orientation teacher at Graafwater Primary School. And in addition to her classroom role, she is very, very passionate about being a mini cricket and a netball coach. And she is consistently driven by this desire to create opportunities for children through sport, through education. And I think that this is key to absolutely everything in our communities, connecting sport together with education and creating opportunities for people. And I love that Razan is doing that. And she's been involved in the KFC Mini Cricket Program since 2019 while she was studying. And it started as a small step into community coaching, but has quickly developed into this huge commitment that she has, a deep, passionate commitment for youth development and grassroots sport. And of course, now being a nominee for these awards is so incredible. And she's grown within the program and proudly serves as the KFC Mini Cricket Coordinator for the Boerland Northwest region. And this follows her earlier role as coordinator for the Boerland West Coast region. And as she said earlier on, she moved to Graafwater and began teaching at the local school. And there was where there was a stark reality that mini cricket didn't exist. Tell us a little bit about that. Obviously, moving to Graafwater and realizing mini cricket isn't happening here. The community is missing out on that. The kids don't have a connection with that. What happened? How did you get it started? What was the journey like there? I'd love to know.
Okay, so I was so blessed to have been with the program since 2019. So since 2019 up until 2015, which is this year, I already went on a few provincial as well as national. I actually went last year for my first time to the national seminar, which was held here in by Boerland in Hermanus. So at these provincial seminars, we usually get together and then we learn about the program. And I've been at schools that I've been helping in schools at in the West Coast, and I've been a coordinator. So when I moved to Graafwater, and the first thing was like, let me go check out if there's bats, because we were in season. However, they didn't know that my role was still this side in the West Coast. But I just thought, okay, fine, I'll obviously, it's we in summer season, it's cricket season, so let me go check. I want to start and ask around for, like, do you guys have teams that I can coach, and when are we playing? And I was met with the stark reality that people were saying that yes, they want to start a mini program, so it is on paper, but they haven't started yet, they don't have information. And I actually went to the storeroom of the school. I spoke to the sport coordinator as well, and he said, no, they don't have any bats. The only bats they have is the hard bats. I actually went to go check the hardball bats. And so I contacted my coordinator of Boland, and I told him, no, we have to make a plan. If it means that I have to ask schools if they have extras, then I will pay, I will let the courier service deliver it, because I want children to start the sport. And then I also, what I also did is I took them to go watch. I actually, they didn't know, like the elder children, which I teach mathematics, the grade six and sevens, they didn't know about cricket. Luckily, I had the opportunity that was given by Boland. We as teachers could actually register a school and take a group of school to go watch a Boland cricket match. And then luckily I also had PDP, and I spoke to the principal, and the principal said, oh wow, that's a great opportunity if you would like to do it. And then we drove, and the grade six and seven students actually went to go watch their first ever live cricket game. Some of them never ever watched cricket on TV even, so they had the opportunity to watch it, and I actually exposed them to that. And the next week was the provincial festival of mini cricket, and then I drove again. And this time I took foundation phase students, and we and they played their first mini cricket game. It was actually very nice, because they had some of them had an idea, because we exposed them at school with a sport. That time we took the hard bats, and we just showed them how to bat and what to do. And then they played with the mini cricket. And now we are excited the season with bats and resources at the school. So just seeing those faces light up and them dancing. And they asked me, ma'am, is this actually the stadium that games get played? I told them, yes. Sometimes the Proteas play here. And Poland, so you can watch the games on TV. And they were so excited being there. So yes, that's actually the stark reality that hit me, that I'm Pravater. It's a place that was I was called to that town for a reason. So yes, very excited for the upcoming season.
Absolutely. And what I love is, like you said, you were called to that town. It was truly a divine reality that you had to be there, had to go and do what you're doing. And one of the things that you have said, and that is very, very important, is often that rural and farm-like communities, like Graafwater, for example, these are areas where there is untapped potential. There is so many children that have incredible, incredible potential to go really, really far. And because, exactly like you were saying, there was no mini cricket there. There was nothing happening. When you bring that there, it can totally change someone's life. It can change a child's life. Doesn't mean that maybe they will go on to be a Protea, but it does mean that it changes lives so, so deeply, at such a deep level. And I'm sure that you've seen that, and you being part of this reality is building confidence in these kids, teaching them teamwork. How have you seen that actually, when you in areas like this, you watch these kids play mini cricket and see their absolute potential, and it's just such a light that comes on. It's absolutely incredible. And you've witnessed that firsthand, and also being part of that.
Yes, I've witnessed it. To be honest, it's a total different type of area, because Vredenburg is a town. Where I previously work in Saldanha, Diasville, it's towns. They have already clubs here. They see in the local newspaper, they see games being played, for instance, by the Krewe, and so they know what cricket is. But when I actually got to Grawater, seeing those kids, no, they don't know. But what actually stood out for me is the fact, and what actually gave me the motivation to continue and with this is the fact that they play. They still play. They play in the roads, they play in the fields, they just want to play. And one of the children told me, like, "Ma'am, we don't have kids at home, but we would like to play." And I told them, when I grew up, we played lanky cricket, like they call it. And told them, "You take just take a dustbin, you take a ball, you make a ball. If you don't have a ball, you make a ball." And they asked me, "How, ma'am?" I said, "You take a lot of papers that you take the papers that is that is." Me and the community pick them up. I will provide you with sellotape. You make yourself a ball you don't need, and you take a piece of wood and you ask someone to just cut it out, or you just take those pieces that looks like a bat and pick them up and you throw that ball and you go and you exercise what I've coached you in this session." And you know what? They told me the next day that they came back and they said it was so much fun when they played in the streets, because those type of towns, there's not a lot of cars, and they play on the like the field, so they can still play. It's very quiet, it's farm-like. So they told me about how much they enjoyed, and they actually did go and they did do what I taught them in that coaching session the previous day. So those are the things that that really. It gives me that motivation to continue doing what I'm doing. Yes.
I love that you're sharing this with us as well, because people, you know what? We know that people often say, and we know this for ourselves, that we are a cricketing nation, right? We love cricket. Cricket's kind of like in our DNA, in most of us who love
Yes.
cricket. It's inside of us, right? But there are still, like you said, a lot of communities that don't really know what cricket is. They don't get to watch a game on TV, don't get to go and watch, at a stadium. That is not a
Yes.
reality. Don't have programs in the schools, and we need to hear this. This is very, very important for us to realize and to
Yes.
hear and to know, because otherwise people just think, hey, everybody's exposed to cricket because we love cricket, because we've had it for so long. But this is not the case or the reality.
Yes. And what I like about the KFC mini cricket program is that yes, I can start with my grade seven, six and sevens, and we know each other and we have a relationship because I teach them. But it gives me an opportunity to actually start at the grassroots. I can start with tomorrow's hard ball. And I've been telling my the other coach that is teaching hard ball, I told him that if we start with mini cricket, just imagine what type of a player we're going to have, I'm going to send to you. So yes, I love the fact that mini cricket has this grassroots program and where we can develop the child holistically from a young age. So yes, and as you said also, it's those children, they don't have TVs in their houses. Their parents are farm workers. They can't afford it. But now I can show them a match on YouTube or on my phone, and I can also teach them some skills and also teach them about players. Like they asked me who was my favorite player when I grew up, and I said Sachin Tendulkar, and they asked me what name is that, and I told them it's India, and I have to show you guys how big cricket is. And yes, cricket is big in South Africa, but cricket is big in India as well. So yeah, and they never knew that. They thought, like, they thought cricket, they really didn't know. Some of them really didn't know what cricket is. So yes, it's I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be in Grawater. And as I said, this nomination is not, it's not a nomination for myself, it's a nomination for the town, because now I know people out there also get to hear from a town called Grawater. Maybe they never knew a town like that existed. And I know about there has been in South Africa cricket's history, there has been proteas that come from such places. So Provider might as well be one also in the near future.
Amen. I love that. I love that. Razan, I know that you have work to do over there. I know that you need to get going, but I want to ask you one last thing. Since we focus so much here on the podcast on women's sport and also the grassroots for the girl child, you know, young girls,
Oh, yes.
how is it for the girls there by you? Do you have a lot of girls in the mini cricket program, the KFC mini cricket program? How are they taking to cricket? What's the feeling, around that? Where you are? Tell me about that.
I haven't mentioned it actually, and I'm getting goosebumps here now because that's one of my goals in life is that I promised myself that I'm going to make a contribution because we all know that there's been in the past, it's a bit more now, but in the past I for instance didn't get the chance. I had to play mixed teams, you know. I was sometimes labeled as well as a tomboy, which wasn't the fact, but I accepted it. To be honest, me and Lazard actually played on the lanky, and look where he is today. But I said that I would really like to make, it's one of my goals that I would like to make a difference in women's sports in South Africa. I feel that through cricket also, I have so many girls that came to me. I said, oh yes, for sure, you can join. At this stage, we are a mixed team, but when the season starts, I will definitely be splitting them. I'll be splitting them. We're going to have more girls playing. And you know what? When they played, when I took them for the regional festival in Paarl, at that time we only took three or four girls with. I'm speaking under correction, but I think it was definitely less than the boys. I registered a mixed team. But what stood out is that the girls, they were actually more focused. They were actually more focused, you know. And it just, again, reassured me that my future goals and plans I have, I'm definitely going to be, it's definitely going to be realized in the near future and starting the upcoming season. That's my plan. So I really would like more girls to join from. I'm speaking, I want to speak grade now, but from under 7 up until under 9, I'm definitely going to be having a girl team and would like girls to also play. So yes, I'm definitely an ambassador and definitely a supporter of that. And
I love this. I love this.
I'm so
Empower the
glad
girls.
I'm so glad that your show is about that, because we really do need that. And I believe that we're going to be the South Africa is definitely going to be, it's getting bigger. We were really seeing it in the cricket arena that our women are getting, it's getting there. We're at the same level. So yes.
And I think of our women's team, and I think of how proud we are of them and how much they've done. And they were our first national cricket side that ever reached the final. You know, they paved the
Yes,
way
yes, yes, yes.
as women. And a lot
Yeah.
of some of the Proteas and some of the provincial players that we have that are in the emerging team even today, and they come from the KFC mini cricket program. You know,
Yes,
we've
yes,
seen
yes.
that, and it's
Yes.
incredible to know that and to realize this is what this program does, and it's so important. And so, Razan, I want to say thank you so much from me and from everybody listening for the incredible work that you're doing. And we're just so grateful for the heart that you have, for the community that you're working in, the school, the learners, the people just around you as well. And I just wish you all the best for those CSA Awards evening. I hope that you enjoy it completely. And it's
Yes.
just you are so well deserving of this nomination as well. I'm so grateful for people like yourself that are really doing work on the grassroots level, because that is where it all begins, and we cannot emphasize that enough. So thank you so much to you.
Thank you so much for you, to you as well, Lauren, for the show and for giving me as well as the community the opportunity to get out there and for people to listen. Listening to hear our story. Yes, thank you so much. We are grateful.
You've been listening to the She Speaks Sport podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast app like Apple, Google, Castbox, and Spotify. Subscribe and like to stay updated on all new episodes. Thanks for listening.